From Hollywood to Devens, Massachusetts? Huh? A former army base about 45 minutes from Boston, Devens is home to leafy green woods. And now, a massive new building. It looks like an upscale warehouse and sits on a sprawling 15-acre lot. Inside, it's a nearly soundproof studio with soaring white insulated walls.
We are in stage one, and we're at New England Studios.
Chris Byers is director of operations at this brand new facility, where actors and filmmakers can stage and shoot nearly anything. Each of the four stages is 18,000 square feet. Even elephants could fit through the doors.
24 feet high and 44 feet long. So they're the largest moving elephant doors in North America.
Wow. And so you're hoping for a crew with some elephants?
I hope not.
Byers and a group of private investors spent $41 million building these four contiguous sound stages to accommodate the state's film industry. It's fueled by generous film-related tax credits.
There's a lot of great stuff to film in Massachusetts, and it's not all in the studio. But now we do have that opportunity.
But it's not the first time a soundstage has been floated in Massachusetts. Plymouth Rock Studios promised to create a so-called Hollywood East in 2010. But after zoning and permits were in place, the development fell through. But Byers, originally a movie producer in L.A., says there's still a capable local workforce to support a soundstage.
I was really shocked at how much infrastructure Massachusetts had as far as crews and post and editing houses, camera houses, grip and electric.
Byers and his partners took everything they knew about L.A. sound stages to construct the best possible facility in Devens, from soundproof walls to soaring rafters.
We're 47 feet up in the air here in these rafters. You say it's very safe.
Yes.
You could even suspend a car, is that what you said?
Oh, you could suspend many cars from the ceiling. 47 feet is the bottom of the perms. 61 feet is to the ceiling. So we're pretty high up, and, you know, there's nothing in between us and the ground except what we're standing on.
The details impress New England Studios' first client, the directors of an indie movie called Tumbledown. They used the facility in April. Also attractive, the dressing rooms and video conference space.
It really gives the ability for the local casting people to get to the casting people in Los Angeles instantly. And that's why we did it. Hopefully to help promote using more of the local talent instead of having to ship them in all the time.
Byers says he's in talks with other film executives about upcoming projects, but it's not clear how many he'll need to bring in to keep the facility running.
It really isn't the number of films, it would be the size. I mean, we could have one film that shot here for 8 months and we're golden.
A big film or a television series. But it's still too early to know if New England Studios will be a golden opportunity for further growth in the film industry here. Anne Mostu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.